You know that Arachim is right.
I think we left off on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph towards the bottom after the Mishnah. We review the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says that if a goy shechts a behemah, it's a nevela. It's not a kosher shechita, and it's metame like a nevela, an animal meat in the AMP is metame not only b'maga even b'masa, even though it's wrapped up, but you pick it up, so it's metame you b'masa. So the Gemara has a comment. It's only a nevela, but it's not also b'hanoa. Why should it be also b'hanoa? If you would have held like the Tana Reb Leizer holds that whenever a goy who worships Avodah Zarah shechts a behemah, we should assume that he has in mind the Shem Tikruvus, and Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is not only also b'achilu, it's also b'hanoa. So that's Reb Leizer's opinion. Stam machsheva sakum. If a nochri oved Avodah Zarah shechts a behemah, and we don't hear what he's thinking one way or the other, we have to assume that he's probably thinking l'shem avodah zarah tzasim hanoh. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, nevela and isohanoh lo. The Mishnah only says that if a goy shechts an animal, a goy in ovid avodah zarah shechts an animal, it's tzasim achila. But it doesn't say it's tzasim hanoh. Gemara says mantan, whose opinion is it? Amar Rabchia b'Rababe, Amar Rabbi Yechon deloike Rab Leizer. It's against Rab Leizer because according to his opinion, amastam achshev esavikachom l'avodah zarah. Then it would have been also b'hanoa, right? So in other words, we don't pass like him. We pass like this Stam Mishnah. You don't say Stam Machsheves Ovi Kuchav Mizla
V'Dizor. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, basically he holds meat is the same as wine.
Well, wine, if a goy handles the wine, pours the wine for the sake of Avodah Zarah, it'll be tikrubis. If a goy just handles the wine, so it's also midirabbanon, the real isa midirabbanon. It's far-fetched that he's going to be menasech the wine for Avodah Zarah, that he's going to give it to us to drink. That's very far-fetched. So the real reason, the main reason why they prohibited stam yenam is because we're concerned about intermarriage. So if the wine was manufactured by a goy, we're afraid that if the Jew may enjoy the wine so much, he may want to marry the goy's daughter and have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. So the real reason why they prohibited stam yenam is because b'nai seyem. That's only if the goy manufactured the wine. But because of the concern that maybe he was menasech et Avodah Zarah, that's too far-fetched, they wouldn't have made gzeira. But once they made gzeira, then they threw this in as the icing on top of the cake. Even though this is really a milsa de lo shchicha, Tosis writes in Avodah Zarah, that he should be menasech the wine and give it to me to drink. He's not going to do that. But once they made the prohibition because of B'nai Seyem, because of chasnos, because of intermarriage, and then they added on, and even if the goy just handled the wine, he didn't manufacture it, there's no chashash of intermarriage. He's not going to marry his daughter because he's the waiter in the hotel. He's the waiter in the restaurant. So they threw that in also. Yeah.
But if it's a goy versed in the manufacture of kosher wine, if a goy versed
they have a goy working in the wine factories, mm-hmm. but it has to be made under hashgacha. You have to make sure that when they handle the wine, that's only done by the Jews. They can have goyim deliver the bottles. They can have goyim do other things there. But the handling of the wine has to be done by under hashgacha, under supervision, only by Jews. Or Shomer Shabbos. The Jews, Mechal Shabbos, also will asa the wine. Even though you're permitted to marry his daughter, and it's because he's Mechal Shabbos, he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah. Where does it come? Because he's Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesia. Therefore, he's gonna worship Avodah Zarah. Why should it be so? But nonetheless, that's what the Gemara says at Din. Mechal Shabbos beferhese dina kinochri, and a nochri who handles wine asses the wine. Even though the logic behind it, the reason behind the takana doesn't, neither reason behind the takana applies. It's not prohibited to marry his daughter. The daughter's Jewish, so he can marry the daughter. It's not the nicest father-in-law to have if you're Mechal Shabbos beferhese, but his daughter is muteris liyisrael. And the concern of chashash nisach for Avodah Zarah also doesn't apply. But nonetheless, one is Mechal Shabbos Pefes, is Dina Ka'akum.
Pass in that, Taka, the Mechal Shabbos, if he touches an amgut of wine, he can't drink it?
Yeah, the only thing is that it's only Mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. B'farhesya not only means b'mezer. B'farhesya means that he's breaking the discipline in the community. So in the recent years, since the reform movement picked up so much from the Binyan Zion to the days of the Binyan Zion, they say we don't really have b'farhesya. B'farhesya means the whole community is Shomer Shabbos, and this fellow is breaking the discipline. But by us, there's so many Jews who are not observant. They don't keep Shabbos. So the Orthodox Jews are breaking the discipline. Those who are Mechal Shabbos, they're the Reif, unfortunately. They're the Reif. Strictly speaking, it does not. So that's what.
Guy, right.
Yeah, years ago in the days of the Gemara, if a guy would handle the wine, we would say it's also Bahanoah because of the Chashash of Nisuch. But the Ramah writes that in recent years, the only goyim who do Nisuch are the Galochim. They do Nisuch. The Hamoinam don't do any Nisuch. And the Gemara says in Masechus Avodah Zarah that if a goy who's not Baki b'Nisuch, he never does that. If he handles wine, so he only asks b'shti. He doesn't ask Bahanoah. So the Ramah says, Mikaradin, most of the Hamonam of the Goyim do not do Nisuch. So strictly speaking, is Mutabano. So if it's not a Hefsid Merubah, we say you should throw it out. It's also Bano. But if you have a Hefsid Merubah, then we revert back to the Ikaradin. That's really Mutabano.
We saw there were a community that were all Shem
Shabbat. Right. That's what the Minkacha. The Minkacha writes in the Minchas Aluza. He quotes the Binyan Zion. Binyan Zion lived in Germany where the overwhelming majority of the Jews were reformed. They were Mechal Shabbos. So he said, there's no din of Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. So the Minkacha writes, what do you mean? Of course there's a din of Mechal Shabbos. In Minkacha, everybody was observant. And the one, the barbershop opened up on Shabbos. So they would stone him. They would kill him. That was talking Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. They write that once in Baranovich. In Baranovich once, one of the Jews had a barbershop, so he kept open on Shabbos. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman heard about it. So he told all the Bachman and the Yeshiva that after Musaf, before they go to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, they should all come with him. So they passed by one shul, and they walked in, they told the people, so they also jumped. Another shul that had a few hundred people walking in the street. Then they walked in front of the barbershop, and they just stood there. And I think Rabbi Chana just went in to wish him a good Shabbos. And he realized that all the people are so angry at him. So the next Shabbos he closed up. He didn't open anymore on Shabbos. That's Mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. It worked. They did tshuva. Okay. He stopped. B'farhesya means that the whole community is observant, and this guy's breaking the discipline. Yeah.
So that means that if enough people are being Mechal Shabbos, then there's no such thing as
b'farhesya, yeah. It's called Mechal Shabbos b'mezid, but it's not b'farhesya. B'farhesya means something worse than b'mezid. Yeah. That's what the Binyan Zion wrote first, and then the Chazon Ish writes even more. He says, Mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, Dina Kakam is only if you live in a generation where there are Nisim Gluyim, and everybody sees that there's Hashgachim and Hashamayim. But if you live in the modern world, there's no Nisim Gluyim, so we can't consider it b'farhesya. Yeah.
Should the boy pick up the fruit from the tree?
Can they pluck off the grapes? Yeah, that's zecher good. Yeah, they go and pull off the grapes, then they deliver it, and then they throw it, they bring it into the winery, and then when they push the button, it should go up and it should start squeezing out. That button has to be pushed by the Shomer Shabbos. Yeah. So the Gemara says, first of all, the Mishnah is the Leiker Ablazer. According to the Tanner Ablazer, Stamach Shabbos Avik Chomim would be Labed Zareh, and it would be Asabanoah, not just Kinebelo Asabachil. Then Rabbami makes another comment. The Mishnah only says it's Asabachil and Mutabanoah Shchitas Avik Chomim. What if he's a Galach for Labed Zareh? Not Stamagoy, he's a Galach. Rabbami Yoimer, another deal. Kochi Katoni, Shchitas Avik Chomim Nevelo. If he's a Goy, Stamagoy Aleimen. But the min lavet is kachavim. What if he's there? Ashtarke frume, very very frume. Oibed avet is zara. Then it will be lavet is kachavim. Then you assume the machlekes rablezer nachachamim is only on stam oibed kachavim. A guy who worships avet is zara. But if he's very attached to his avet is zara, a min means aduk avet is zara, a galacha, something like that. Then even the chachamim will agree that stam machshev is min is lavet is zara. So that's the diuk of the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says, Shchitas Avik HaChavim, is nevela and not tosabana. But if it would have been a min, that it would be. So the Gemara says this diuk from the Mishnah supports, substantiates what it says in the Braisa. The Mishnah seems to be inferring what it says in the Braisa. We have a lot of Toseftas that elaborate more. This is rather not a Tosefta, but we have a lot of times a Tosefta. And basically, Ruba, the Ruba of the Dinim and the Tosefta can be inferred from the Mishnah. If you read the Mishnah carefully, slowly and carefully, you'll see diukim in the Loshon HaMishnah. Gemara tells such a story that Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa were both learning in the yeshiva Becharusa. They were very poor. They both decided they had had it. They're going to go into business, going to leave the yeshiva. So they started traveling together to go to the big city to go get a job and make $1 million. So they had they stopped for a break. They're going to eat their sandwich. So they sat down by a river and they started eating. So Rabbi Yochanan heard angels saying to each other, "You see these shkotzim? They left the yeshiva to go make a panosa. We should kill them." So he got scared. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, "Did you hear that?" So he says, "He didn't hear anything." So Rabbi Yochanan understood that apparently they want him to listen to the message. They didn't let Ilfa hear it. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "I changed my mind. I'm going back to the yeshiva." And Ilfa said, "I'm not changing my mind." So Rabbi Yochanan went back to the yeshiva, and after a while they appointed him as the Rosh Yeshiva. And then a couple of years later, Ilfa made $1 million and he came back to the yeshiva to see his old buddy Rabbi Yochanan. And they see the way that Mechaber Rabbi Yochanan is such a big Talmid Chacham, he's the Rosh Yeshiva. So Ilfa says, when we learned Bechavrusa, I knew how to learn better than him. I would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. So he said, "Ask me anything in learning." He was a balabas. So he was traveling, he was learning Mishnah. He says he was traveling all over the world making his money. So he said, "Ask me any din and I'll show you where the Mishnah says the din. Ask me any Tosefta, any Bryce, and by my Chavrusa, Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and learning the yeshiva. He knows all the Toseftas. I don't have to know the Toseftas. I'm a balabas. I learn Mishnahis, and I can be medayik everything from the Mishnahis." So that's what the Gemara says over here. The diuk from the Mishnah, Tanin Elohad Tana Rabbanon. The Mishnah only says Shchita of a Stam Goy is Nevela, but Shchita of a Galach will be Tikruvis. We will assume he's very oduk in the Avodah Zarah. It will be osbano because stam machshavas min, a min is a real avodah zarah, a starker avodah afrume. So then it will be osbano. Tininu haratan rabban shchitas min lavedis kachavim. If a galach shechts a behema, we assume that he must have had in mind lavedis zarah, and it is osbano. And pito paskusi, they made exera the rabban, and you're not allowed to eat pasakum, bread that was baked by a non-Jew. If you have a next door neighbor and you watch the way he baked the bread, you see that all the ingredients are kosher, and the pan in which he baked it is kosher. Everything is kosher, so it should be kosher. So they made gzeira derabbanan mishum chasnus that you may decide to marry his daughter, may lead to intermarriage, may decide to marry his daughter to have a lifetime supply of the delicious bread. We have mekel Ashkenazim are very mekel if the bread is baked by a palter. Is baked by a baker and he sells it to the whole public, so then there's no chashash chasnus. Why should I fall in love with his daughter? Mistam Agoy won't marry his daughter. But if it's my next door neighbor, there's more of the Adidas, so then it's a chashash of chasnus. So one should have said the chashash chasnus is only if he's really a nochri. So you're not allowed to marry his daughter. Here we're talking about a Jew who became a Meshumed, and the Jew is worshipping Avodah Zarah. So I'm allowed to marry his daughter. His daughter is Jewish. He became a Meshumed Avodah Zarah. So nonetheless, that's the Chiddush. Pito Paskusi, if he's got to bake bread and he's my next door neighbor, just like Pasakam is Osir, because of the Hashash of Chasnas, even though the reason, the rationale, the logic doesn't apply here, nonetheless, it's Osir. Yena Yainesach also. Yena Yainesach also. Well, he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Okay. So the wine that he handles is Osir Bano, Yainesach. And Svarab, what if this Jew who became a Meshumed Avodah Zarah became a Galach? What if he writes a Sefer Torah Nevi'im Aksum? He writes Tanakh. So if a Goy writes Sefer Torah Nevi'im Aksum, it's possible, because the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk in Kriya Shema. Ukshartim leos al yadecho, ukhsavtim al mezuzas beisech v'sherach, is one Pasuk next to the other. Last two Psukim in the Parsha Shema. So the Gemara says, in Chumash Peresh is through Bamidbar, we don't darshan smuchim. If you have two dinim written in the same Pasuk, you assume that there's a connection, that's called a hekdesh. If you have two dinim written and two adjacent psukim, that's called smuchim. So we only darshan smuchim and chumish dvarim. So there are many, many, many famous drushes. So this is one of the many famous drushes. It says, the Gemara in Gittin has adaf memhei amabes. Probably Rashi quotes it. Rashi quotes memhei amabes. So it says there, a goy is not mechuyev in tefillin. A woman is not mechuyev in tefillin. So whoever is mishyesh nem bikshira, yesh nem bikshiva. Mishayna bikshira, ain't a bikshiva. Jewish women or goyim who don't have the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, so they're puzzled for ksivas ha sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. So that's what it says for of if this Jew who became a meshumat l'avod zarah is he's really Jewish, but since his dina ka'akum, so Sfarav, the Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah that he writes is sifrei kaisman. It's if an Oved Avod Zarah would have written it. So the Gemara says when an Oved Avod Zarah writes a Sefer Torah, it's possible, but you don't have to burn it. You're not mechuyev to burn it. But if a goy who is very oduk b'Avod Zarah, a min, a real afruma goy, writes an Avod Zarah, you have to be concerned. Maybe when he wrote Yud Kei Vovke and Al Dal Nun Yud, maybe he had in mind Yoshke, maybe he had in mind his Getchke, whatever Avod Zarah he worships. So then the Gemara says Sefer Torah should cost for min. Rashi quotes it. Sefer Torah shekos v'min, a Sefer Torah that was written by a min means a oibir abadizor who's zera fruma. Oibir abadizor, you have to burn it. You have to burn it because we have to be concerned. He probably had in mind, when he wrote the Shem Hashem, he probably had in mind the abadizor. So you have to burn it. Peiros of Tzavolim. And if you can't trust him, he's going to say that it was mafish trumas amaisis. But he's a Meshumet, he worships Avodah Zarah, so he doesn't have Nemanis. Let's say if you have a Jew who doesn't, who keeps kosher, but he doesn't keep Taras HaMishpacha. Or the Jew keeps Taras HaMishpacha, doesn't keep kosher. So whatever he observes, he has Nemanis on. Whatever he doesn't observe, he doesn't have Nemanis. That's a Mishnah M'chairis. Achosher al adav al adonav al amidu. Yerechon em b'isurim only applies if he observes that area. If he doesn't observe that error, it doesn't have nemanis. But over here, if he's a person who's dina ka'akum, even if he is careful about trumas and ma'aseh, he has no nemanis. Amnochri has no nemanis. And a mumal avod zarah, one who mamish a min, he's very oduk in avod zarah, so you can't trust him, you can't believe him when he says everything is gemaisah. Just like a nochri wouldn't have nemanis.
But don't we say also, like, somebody has a story, not a Shomer Shabbos, But he keeps kosher, whatever it is. We don't rely on this.
Strictly speaking, you can trust him if he keeps kosher, but he doesn't keep Shabbos, so you can trust him to the extent that he knows what kashrus is. We're afraid he's probably not really keeping kosher. That's why we wouldn't want to rely on him. But strictly speaking, you can, even though he's mechal Shabbos, not mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. We don't have that. And if you know that he always keeps kosher, if he only keeps kosher at home, when he goes out to eat in a restaurant, he'll eat non-kosher, then he's kosher al adam, but then he doesn't have the manas. But if you know that he's always keeping kosher, it doesn't work with magic. Let's say you have a bal tshuva, you have a ger, or gioris or something, and they keep kosher, but they may not know all the details of kosher. They may not know that ketchup has to have ashgacha, and every ingredient that you mix, and may just think that they can't eat chaza. You have to have a kosher flesh. You can't eat chazen, you can't eat nevela. May not know all the other details, that there are so many other ingredients that could be tricked. But to the extent that the person is knowledgeable and he's observant, so strictly speaking, it does have namanas.
Maybe I misheard, but did you say that a woman does not have to have mezuzah?
No, a woman is puzzle for writing a mezuzah. Right. Woman is mechuyevis to have a mezuzah on the door. That's a mitzvah sasei shaloi hazman groma. So the Gemara says women are mechuyev. But even though they're mechuyev, since the two psukim are written one next to the other, ukshartem leos al yadecho, chsavtem al mezuzas beisecha bisharecha, so whoever is not mechuyev in hanochas tefillin, or here the fellow is an apikoris, he doesn't like tefillin, is dina ka'akum. So whoever is not in the parsha of tefillin is pasul for ksivas mezuzah. So woman is mechuyev to have a mezuzah, but she can't write it herself. There's a machlekes achreidim. Does that mean she can't even nail the mezuzah on the door? She's possible for ksivas mezuzah. So there's one opinion, only ksivas mezuzah, ksivas sefer Torah. Let's say when the sefer finishes writing a sefer Torah, so everybody likes to fill in oisia. So the women feel cheated. We wouldn't allow them to fill in oisia. So in Europe, there used to be a practice in some communities that the women knew how to stitch, women knew how to sew. So they would give them the ureas that they should sew them together. So the Pischi Tshuva has a long essay. Usually Pischi Tshuva has Bekitz and Nimrat, has a long essay in Hilchas Sefer Torah. He shows from many Rishonim that that's not acceptable. Not the Rambam is Beferish. Not only is a woman psula For ksiba sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah, a woman is psula for all tikkun atfillin. Let's say the woman will sew together the tefillin, shoyat shavosh, sew together the sefer Torah. So since stitching it together is ma'akev and the hechsher ha-tefillin or the hechsher ha-sefer Torah, the woman is psula for that also. So that's a so then it's the further machlekes achrayim. Would you say a woman is even psula for kviyas ha-mezuzah? The woman can't nail a mezuzah on her own door. You say no, that's the mitzvah. The woman is mechayiv ha-mezuzah. So Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim hold that a woman is mechayiv ha-mezuzah, she can nail up the mezuzah. And there's a minority opinion that the woman is psula for kviyas ha-mezuzah also. A woman can't be kaveh the mezuzah.
But why don't smuchim work completely? Meaning, by tefillin, they're not obligated to perform the mitzvah. So therefore, I would think that if it's
woman is not obligated in mezuzah.
It's
a very good question. I don't know. It's a very good question. But the Gemara says like that: the smuchim only goes on ksivas hamezuzah, chsavtam hamezuzah, the writing. Doesn't go on kviyas hamezuzah. Yeah. The some achronim hold that a woman is psula. That we don't really hold like that. Some achronim hold a woman is psula to nail a mezuzah on. Yeah, she has to have a man nail the mezuzah on her door, and a woman would be psula for hanochas tefillin also. Let's say the husband doesn't feel well. He's sick in the hospital and needs someone to help him. So his wife or his daughters come and they tie the tefillin on his arm. So some achronim hold that that's not acceptable. Since a woman is psula for ksivas hatfillin, a woman would be psula for hanochas hatfillin on the arm of her husband also. Now Soloveitchik didn't think so. Now Soloveitchik told this story when we learned Hilchos Tefillin, when he had his operation, he wasn't able to move, so he had his wife and his daughters came every day and they put on the tefillin. But the Maramshik has a ganza tshuva about that. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah about first the woman was married to a tzaddik. Her first husband was a tzaddik, and then she used to help him put on. When he didn't feel well, she helped him tie the tefillin on his arm. So the Gemara seems to say the woman may tie the tefillin on the arm. And then the first husband died, and then she married. The second husband was a gangster. So for the second husband, she helped him out also. So just like she used to tie the tefillin on her husband's arm when the husband was a tzaddik, by the second husband, she used to tie the lute when the husband had a big holdup. When he robbed a lot of money and he put everything in his sack, she used to help him tie the knot over there. But the first husband, she was kosheris kesher shel tefillin. For the second husband, she was kosheris kesher shel muhsin. So the mamshik has a joke. He says, you see from the Gemara that she's allowed to do kshiras ha-tefillin. She's allowed to tie the tefillin on her husband's arm. So he says, maybe we don't pass like that. Maybe that Gemara goes with the sheetips. He dug up an opinion that women are mechiv in tefillin. So mitzvah says, say, shaloi has man grama. That in our Torah you can put on tefillin by yom ha-balayla, Shabbos and yontav. You are mechiv in tefillin. Maybe that's a brisa in the Gemara. So maybe the brisa goes, shaloi kaloche, that the brisa holds that women are mechiv in tefillin.
How can a woman wear tefillin? She has to feed the baby.
Yeah, we're talking, can the woman tie the tefillin on the husband's arm? Talking, can the woman tie the tefillin on her own arm? The woman is busy feeding the baby, that's normal. Okay. The Gemara said, Michal Bashol put on tefillin on her own arm. So the Gemara has a debate whether Michal b'yad ha-chachamim or lo Michal b'yad ha-chachamim. Whether chachamim are opposed to it or whether they're not opposed to it. Yeah, all discussion in the Gemara.
The sheet to help the neshama is doesn't have nemanis on the hafrashes trumas mice, but if you watch him doing it, he would be kosher doing it.
Yeah,
it would be
yeah. Okay. If you watch him, it's good, but he doesn't have nemanis. Since even though he seems to be careful about trumas and mices, but since he worships Avodah Zarah, mumal Avodah Zarah dina ka'akum, so an akum doesn't have nemanis. The yeshomer, and there's even one opinion, af banav mamzerim. He's married, the Meshumin is married to a Jewish girl. So he has children from his wife. So the Yeshomrim, the second opinion in the Brice is that his children may be Mamzer. Why are they going to be Mamzer? They're his children. Why should they be Mamzer? So the Gemara explains, he's not religious, so he may let his wife have an affair with somebody else. He may allow his wife to violate Lysinov. So the Gemara with Tanakama, why doesn't Tanakama say that also? The first Tana gives you, rattles off a whole list of things. If the Galach, the Jew who became a Meshumet became a Galach, he's a Min. Min means Oduch Bavodah Zarah. It says, if he shechts, Teignish. If he bakes bread, is Pasakim. If he handles wine, is Yain Esach. he writes every third film mezuzah is possible, and his paris he has no nemanah. So why doesn't the Tanakhama say the same thing? If he's not observant, say he may let his wife have an affair with someone else, and then there'll be mamzer. His wife is Jewish, she's an Eshes, she's Insel. There'll be mamzer. In fact, Rabbi Tanakhama, why doesn't Tanakhama agree with the Yeshomrim? Zog di Gemara, nah. Even if he's a Meshumad Lava Dizor, this took from Naseris Hadibras, Lysinov, that even the Goyim are careful about that. Ishto le Mafke, he's not going to let his wife be Mizana. That's a little too far fetched, huh? He does believe in God, but he believes that Yoshke is the true God. So he believes in Lysinov. Whenever it says Yudke Bavke, he holds that that goes on Yoshke. But Yoshke Gazak, Lysinov. Okay, so that he knows. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. The diuk of the Mishnah sort of implies like that. Only shchitas of the kechovim is nevela only. But if it would have been a shchitas min, a min means a galach, really, oduk by what is ara, then it would be take osabadno, then it would be tikruvis. Even though stam achshev is of the kechovim is lav la what is ara, but stam achshev is min is la what is ara.
Rashi says min is chamo.
Yeah, the Gemara is going to discuss it. Yeah. Some Achrenim say that the word min is a Rashitevis Mekat Yoshua Notzri. He's from the group of the early Christians who believed in Yoshka. Whether it means that or not is questionable, but a min means one who is very into Avodah Zarah.
It looks like it's on the same level.
Isn't that part of the Nesach of the Shradishah? You use the word min? We don't use it.
The Gemara calls it Bichas Aminim. Yeah, they censored it out from the Tefillah. Originally, it did have it. It was called Bichas Aminim.
They were afraid of the censors, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But originally, the bracha that has a Mina mentioned. Yeah, it's supposed to have Mina mentioned. So now the Gemara is going to comment, elaborate some more. Omar Mar, it said in the Braise, Shchitas of Kochavim. Oh, the Mishnah says Shchitas of the Kochavim Nevela. It says in the Mishnah that if a goy shechts a beheme, it's only a nevela and it's not osaba no. Freg di Gemara, you don't know who this goy is. A goy walks up and he shechts a beheme, and maybe he's a min, maybe he's zera from a goy, maybe he's zera from, and maybe he's oduk b'avodizor v'nechush. Why don't we have to be concerned about the possibility shema minhu? In which case it will be tekruvis, in which case it will be also b'hanos. So why don't you say sveka deraisa l'chumra? And for the Gemara, that's not a suffix. That's not, the Gemara is going to explain later. Suffix is if it's 50-50 or something close to 50-50. How many goyim are so such frum goyim? They're not so frum, they're not so crazy about what is on. And for the Gemara, maybe he's not, maybe he's really oduk and avod is on. Amar amnach, amar ambavu. The answer is, there's no din of min by the goyim. What are you talking about? It's not true. We see there are Jews who convert to become of the Avodah Zarah, and there are goyim who are of the Avodah Zarah, very crazy about the Avodah Zarah. And for the Gemara name, what we meant to say was, if stam a goy shechts a behema, the odds are 95-5 that he's not going to be azaf from a goy. Aim of what we should have said was the correct version is ain rabbi of the kochavim minim. Sure. Why not? Because savalo ki hod amar abchia barab amar Rabbi Yechanan. The answer that we gave follows what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he's saying nochem shebuchutzlos the goy who lived in Eretz Yisrael were very involved in avodah zarah during the lifetime of Rabbi Yechanan. But the goyim who live in America, the goyim who live in Europe, love of the avodas kochavim hoheim. They don't really believe in the getchkes and milagavasim b'yadem. Yeah, it's mitzvah sanashim ulamada. Their parents, their grandparents went to church, so they go to church. They don't really believe in it, so you can't really say that they're minim. There are some of them of the kochavim are minim, but you go basarayv. So it's not a suffix deraisa luchumer. Maybe the goy who shechted the beim who was a min. It's highly unlikely.
Eretz Yisrael has an influence on Goyim also.
Yes. That's the Maharal Prague has such an essay. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody's extreme. So the Jews are either extreme apikursim lahachesnikas. So the Jews are extremely. God, Eretz Yisrael, a lot of extremes. In America, no one is extreme. The Frumi, they're not so extreme, and the Fry, not so extreme. Live and let live. Nobody cares, and the Goyim also. The goyim and Eretz Yisrael are more extreme than the of the Avodah Zarah and Chutz Lartz. The kanoim and the Avodah Zarah. That's how the Gemara says. Shai, Amar Rav Yosef bar Binyamin, Amar Rav Nachman, he quotes a memory, the name of Rav Nachman, Halacha, Ein Minim Ba'umas of the Kochom. This special din of a min, Oduk and Rabbi Dezor, only applies to Jews, it doesn't apply to non-Jews. Fek Digmar, Lamai, with respect to which Halacha of a min, is this relevant? I Leimo, L'Shchita, if I should say, that Rav Nachman is talking about Shchita, that what? That if a Jew who is a convert to Avodah Zarah, and he's crazy about Avodah Zarah, Zera Fruma, he's Meshuga Fruma and Avodah Zarah, he Shechtze Beheime, so he says, Tamach Shevis Min Avodah Zarah, it's going to be also Bano. But if a guy is crazy Fruma about the Avodah Zarah, going to Shechtze Beheime, going to say, it's not also Bano, the Gemara says, there's no logic. It absolutely doesn't make any sense. Fek Gemara, isn't it a Kalvachayma? Hashta Shechitas Min, the Yisrael Amrit Asura. If a Jew became a min, Jew became a mishum, and then he's crazy about Avodah Zarah, he's oduk and Avodah Zarah. You say asira, it's also bahanoah. So the other kachom boy, so hakav v'chaimer. If a guy is meshuga from about the Avodah Zarah, certainly be also bahanoah. Elam is mezag mering yetavas myridim. Myridim is like this. You're not allowed to do ritzicha, shteit lo asir ritzach. You're not allowed to do gram ritzicha. Let's say a person is in a bor. And the only way to get out is with a ladder. So I'm going to pull out the ladder, and he's going to die from starvation. So that I killed him. That's gram ritzicha. Ritzicha is if I throw him in the bor. If I shoot him, that's ritzicha. If I take away the ladder, I take him down the ladder, and I leave him there. I take away the ladder. So that's gram ritzicha. He's going to die from starvation. It's not ritzicha mamash. It's gram ritzicha. So gram ritzicha states in the end of Parshas Noach. Gram ritzicha is punished with Misa B'dei Shemaim. Ritzicha Mamish, it says, Shafech Dam Ha'odam, Ba'odam Dam Yishafech, means Bezdin should kill him. The Targum Unkla says, Ba'odam, the Dayan, Bezdin Shalmatu should punish. But Miyad Kolchaya, Ed Rishena means, Grisha means Misa B'dei Shemaim, that's Miyad Kolchaya. If I sick an animal to eat a person till they kill him, so that's called Gram Ritzicha. The animal is the Ritzich. So when I set up the situation, a behemah should eat, or I pay a person to be a hitman, that he should kill my enemy, so that's gram ritzicha. The one who kills him is the real ritzeach, ein shlich l'dvar ve'er, and I violated gram ritzicha. The gram ritzicha is misa b'dei shamayim. So a little less than the iser of ritzicha mamish. Ritzicha mamish is misa b'dei adam, misa bezen. Gram ritzicha is misa b'dei shamayim. So the on rare occasions, the Gemara has a klal, Bezen Makavi Yonshin, Shaloi Meradin, Letzarach Shol, Lemigda Milsa. If the Bezen feels that it's absolutely necessary to give a person Malkus, or to give a person Nisa, as a Hairoa Shah, even though on the books he doesn't deserve Nisa, the Gemara gives an example that someone was married and then he had Tashmish in public in front of everybody. So it doesn't say a chumash that he did an aver, but it's a violation of tznius. So the chachamim felt this is going to destroy the concept of tznius. So they gave the guy malchus. Al pidini doesn't deserve malchus, but as lohiro shal migdal milsa, they felt it necessary. Then the Gemara tells another story when they made the gzera de rabbanon that you're not allowed to ride horseback on Shabbos. Minatara, it's permissible. There's no iser. So with the rabbanon they prohibited riding horseback. So you can't give a guy the death penalty for violating an Issa the Rabbanah. Maximum you can do is give him a kasmardis. You violated a din the Rabbanah. So the Gemara tells us on one occasion when it first started, the Gzera the Rabbanah was first instituted, so they gave him the death penalty. So the Gemara explains, Al Pidin, it didn't deserve it. Elohim Nesha Shoho is a tzvicha lakach. If they're not going to give this fellow the death penalty, the whole Gzera the Rabbanah that they just instituted is going to fall apart. So on rare occasions, we allow, Bezin is permitted, the Hayra Shor, the Migda Milsa. That's called Yeshkach V'Ad Chachamim Lakadov Menator Bikum V'Yaseh. We know Yeshkach Laka B'Shei V'Al Taseh. The Chacham tell us not to like tefillin a yantav shenu shal goliyus. Menator Yemuchayib to put on tefillin. So they say, don't put on tefillin. They say, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, don't blow shofar. Or when a ger is nizgar in Erev Pesach, don't bring the korban Pesach. When you're wearing an Arba Kamfis, a tal is made from linen, don't put on tzitzit. They made exer the rabbanon because of certain considerations. So this everybody gives yeshkech v'achachamim lakadam anator b'shei v'altasa. They tell you don't fulfill the mitzvahs I say. But usually we assume the Babli paskins like that. Enkech v'achachamim lakadam anator b'kum v'yasei. But as I always say, the Reform give their rabbis more authority than the Orthodox. Reform rabbis have the kach to allow the balabatim to drive to shul and to intermarry, to do whatever they want. But by the Orthodox, the rabbis don't have so much authority. So they only have authority lakadov menator b'shevi al tase, but not b'kum yaseh. But if it's l'harah shor l'migda milse, like Aliyah Novi Bahara Karmel, he told them they should bring shchut echutz. Bizman Shabbais Rishon was Kayam, and there was an Issa Kars of Shchut Echutz. So the Harua Shoah, the Migdal Milsa, he told they should shech the Korbanos Bachutz. So he also, the Gemara says, on rare occasions.
What kind of bez are you talking about here?
Doesn't even have to be Bez Nagon. Doesn't even have to be in Shulchan. There is an opinion, the Meiri has such an opinion, on that Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Meiri said, this only Bez Nagon has a right to give the death penalty. But in Shulchan Aruch Chayesh Mishpat, they didn't have any Me'iris. So in Simen Gimel Chayesh Mishpat, it says Zayin Tuvi Ho'ir have the right to do it. Seven members of the board. They always used to have in Broyers, they have seven members of the board, Zayin Tuvi Ho'ir. So you got to be careful there. The Zayin Tuvi have the right to give me Misa. They don't like, if I look at them Krum, they have to, if they have La Harasha, the Migdal Musa, they have a right to give me Malkus on Misa, even though the din doesn't warrant it.
Maybe the reform felt it was harasha to let people try to
show. Loi Rosha means one Shabbos, but not every week. Every week that's L'dairis, L'oilam. The Orthodox rabbi does have authority. If it's very important, he can encourage the Balabatim to drive to show one special Shabbos. Shabbos Bereshit, Shabbos Noach, whatever, but every single Shabbos that he doesn't have authority. Even though it's the L'migda Milsa, but it has to be only harasha means by definition, for short. A shorter period of time. Yeah. So here the Gemara has, they made a din derabbanan that if you have Ovdei Avodah Zarah, whether Jews or non-Jews, you know he actually worships Avodah Zarah, and the rabbanan feel that he's having a negative influence on the whole community. He's getting people to convert to Avodah Zarah and to worship Avodah Zarah, so then we wouldn't permit you to kill him. Mitzicha biyadayim, that's lo sirtzach. But to do Gramer Tzicha is a notch lower. Gramer Tzicha is only Misa B'dei Shemai. It's not Bisa's Bezen. So we would allow you to do Maridin V'loi Mal. We would allow you to lower him down, convince him, coax him, he should go down in the cave, in a pit. And then after he goes down, then we're going to pull out the ladder. He won't be able to get out. So that's a violation of Gramer Tzicha. That's Misa B'dei Shemai. So the Gemara said this is Yesh kach laka bekum v'yasei if it's loy rasha. Once in a long while, if you have such an oved avodah zarah, whether a Jew or a non-Jew, who's having a negative influence on the community. The Chazon Ish writes that today, this din doesn't apply. The rabbis are going to do maridim loy malim, they're going to lower an apikurus, they're going to have hundreds of apikurus. So you're going to say, these guys are mishugoyim, they're ayatollahs, they're kumenis, they're crazy people. The Chazon Ish says, if it'll be understood by the community what the rabbis did, so then it's lahirasha the migdal milsa. But if the balabatim will think the rabbis are crazy, it's not a chok kavua, it's not a din l'daris, it's only lahirasha the migdal milsa if you're convinced that you're going to accomplish something great. But you'll accomplish it, people will just think the rabbanim are mishugoyim. So the Gemara says, with respect to what did Rab Nachman make a statement? The quote Rab Nachman said, the din of min, that is, Odu Karabbi Zorah, doesn't apply to Goyim, only applies to Jews. What is he talking about? Ilay Malushchita. If he means, Stamach Shabbos Min is Lavad Zorah Litikrubis and it's Asabano. So if a Jew who's a Min Shecht, Stamach Lavad Zorah Asabano. So if a Goy who's a Min, a Galach, is Kavachimer. Should be a Kavachimer. Elo, he must have meant, Benegetu Maridin, that you do Gram Ritzicha on the Minim and the Apikursim because they have a negative influence on the community. So the Gemara says it doesn't make sense only by a Jewish Min and by a Goyish Min. Not. It's a Kavachayim. Hashta, the Yisrael Maridim. The Yisrael Ritzicha by a Jew is more common than the Yisrael Ritzicha by a Nachri. The Yisrael Ritzicha by a Jew is punished with Mises Bezin. Someone kills a Nachri, there's no Mises Bezin. That was a big machlekes in Europe. If one kills a Nachri, why is there no Mrs. Bezin? Is it? It's an Isra L'Sirtzach, but it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, there's no Mrs. Bezin. Or should we assume there's no Isra L'Sirtzach? It's a different Isra. So Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about that. But he didn't want to write Beferish what he said, but it's clear what he says. In his tshuva he says, look at the Frankel edition of the Rambam. They have the new editions of the Rambam, has all the manuscripts and all, they corrected all the censorship. So the first line in Hilchas Ratzecha, Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the first line. So in all the standard editions of the Rambam says, Kol Harig Nefesh Ben Adam Oiva Beloi Sirtzach. A very funny expression in Hebrew. Kol Harig Nefesh Ben Adam. Kol Harig Nefesh. Oiva Beloi. What do you mean Nefesh Ben Adam? So he says, look in Frankel's edition of the Rambam, it says Kol Nefesh Mi Yisrael. So they changed it. The sense had changed it. Kol Harig Nefesh Ben Adam. But in the Rambam it says the Issa Lo Sirtzach is only by Yisrael. But there's an Issa to kill a Nacher, but it's not Lo Sirtzach. That's why there's no Einish Misa. Then he says, look in the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim quotes a Prisha. So in our edition of the Tur, the Prisha is a commentary on the bottom of the page of the Tur. So in our edition, all the standard editions, maybe now they put it back in. I didn't look. But on the old standard editions of the Tur, this Prisha is missing. They took it out. But the Prima Godim, the censors didn't check every line in the Prima Godim. So the Prima Godim says, he quotes from the Prisha the following statement. There's a din in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, Simakuf Chav Ches, and Aruch Haim is about Duchening. So it says, Koin Shaharagas HaNefesh, La Yisa Es Kapov, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Chazon, for the Haftar of Chazon. Ube Farischem Kapechem, when the Kohanim raised their hands to Duchen, Alem Eina Mekem, I won't listen to the Duchening, I won't listen to the Brachas, because Yidechem Domim Aleu, because you're murderers. So the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that a kohen sheharagas hanefesh li says kapev, he's not allowed to duchen. So the Prisha writes that's only if harag Yisrael, if harag ben noach it doesn't apply. So in the standard editions of the Torah with the Prisha, they took it out. They didn't want to get into trouble. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, look in the Prima Godim, he quotes a Prisha that's missing by us. It means that it's a lower issa. It's not an issa la sirtzah. He has a tshuva, is it permitted to do an organ transplant, to take, let's say, a person is brain dead, they want to take his heart is still functioning, want to take his heart, and basically you're going to kill him. Now he's alive, you're going to kill him by taking the heart. You're going to give it to someone else, he should live on. So you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to kill one person to save the life of another person. The Gemara says you're not allowed to. That's Shvichas Damim is Yoharag Val Yavar. You're not allowed to kill one person to save the life of another person. So Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion, based on all these sources, to kill a Nochri, to save the life of a Yehudi, is permissible. To kill a Yisrael, to save a Yisrael, you're not allowed to. That's what it sounds from Rashi. Rashi Anad Gemara. That you say, Pikuach Nefesh is not Doicha, Shvichas Damim. So Rashi writes, Shlomo Zalman quotes it, Rashi writes a few times, to kill a Yisrael, you're not allowed to. Kill a Nochri says you are allowed.
Chayal Kenduchin, right? Chayal Kenduchin.
That's what this Prisha says. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik always assumed that a chayav who killed a terrorist is not allowed to do him. Even though he did it by Makam Mitzvah. He thought you're not allowed to. What? Pinchas, the Zohar asks that Kasha. How could Pinchas be Makrib? Tosis has two opinions. Koin Shargas HaNefesh. That's the Shiloh. So the Gemara says, Kain Sharagas HaNefesh is not allowed to duchen. What about not duchening? What about Hakrovus HaKrabonis? So there's two opinions in Taisus. The one opinion of Taisus is, Kain Sharagas HaNefesh is only possible to duchen, but he's kosher to be Makrav Karbonis. That's not a problem. And the other opinion of Taisus is, no, he's not allowed to be Makrav Karbonis either. So the Achrayim, the Sholem Eshev, points out, they have in the back of the big Mishnah, say Oris from the Sholem Eshev. So he points out, there's a Zohar, like the first opinion in Tosfos, that just like Kohen Shargas HaNefesh, not allowed to duchen, not allowed to be makar korbanos either, because the Zohar asked that kasha, Pinchas killed someone, so even though he killed the makar mitzvah, how can he be makar korbanos? So you see from the kasha of the Zohar that a Kohen Shargas HaNefesh is not only possible for duchening, he's even possible for hakrovus hakorbanos, and he's even possible even though he did it by makar mitzvah. That's the halacha. Kanaim pogimbo, he did a mitzvah, he's still not allowed to. Rav Soloveitchik quoted the pasuk from David HaMelech in Divrei HaYomim. David HaMelech, every time he was victorious in battle, he would set aside all the precious metals, the gold, the silver, the copper. He would set it aside for the purpose of building a Beis HaMikdash. Put aside a lot of money also. And then when he's holding by the end, and then they had to pick out where the Makam Beis HaMikdash is going to be. The halacha says first the Rabbanim have to guess on their own, then they have to consult a Navi. So the Gemara says he thought they should build a Beis HaMikdash in Ein Itim. That's the location that has the highest elevation above the sea level. And then the Navi told him, no, Bank Seifab Shachain a little lower. So you should build it in Yerushalayim, which is not the highest elevation. The highest elevation is Ein Itim. So then, okay, so he already gathered all the money and all the precious metals, and then he located the place, and the Gemara says he was Makadish. The Gemara says, Ki Kodesh David Ritzpah, David was Makadish the Ritzpah. Then he was holding by building the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Navi says, stop the music, you're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash. Dam Rab Shafachta. He killed so many people. Beis HaMikdash has to be a Makam Shalom. You're going to have a son, his name is going to be Shlomo. It's going to be peaceful in his lifetime. He's going to build a Beis HaMikdash. But David HaMelech killed terrorists. He killed Palestinians. He killed the Palestinians. So it was B'makom Mitzvah. So you see, even though he's killing terrorists, even though he killed B'makom Mitzvah, he's not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the same is true with the Chayalim. Even though they're killing Nochrim, and they're killing B'makom Mitzvah, for Hatzalas Klal Yisrael, he thought that it's not proper. Hacham Avad Yosef has a tshuva. He says, no, if you kill B'makom Mitzvah, it's mutter. But that's the kasha. What do you do with that Zohar? Zohar says beferish that Pinchas. The Zohar asked the kasha. Pinchas, how could Pinchas be makor karbanos? He was argus hanefesh, even though he did b'makom mitzvah. Yeah, that's a discussion.
What's the answer to the Zohar?
You have to have the seichel of a 40-year-old to study Zohar. I don't have that level of intelligence.
But nevertheless, he did be makor.
Yeah.
So
that's a Shaila why. So maybe because he wasn't yet a Kohen. Maybe it's only B'sul if he already is a Kohen. Got to look in the Zohar to see. I don't know, the Achrenim don't quote the answer. The Shalamesh only quotes the Kasha. He just proves that opinion in Tosfos is supported by the Zohar, that the Kohen Shargis HaNefesh not only possible for Duchening, he's even possible for HaKrovus HaKarbonus. The other opinion is only that he's possible for Duchening. He's allowed to be Makro Karbonus. He says the Zohar supports the other opinion.
Pinchas was a Kanoi. That's a separate category. It's not a...
Right, it was Kanoi Pogimbo, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the standard, because Zimri, had he killed him, he would have been Pata.
Right, right. It was a different kind of Misa.
Yeah.
But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in his sefer that Kanoi Pogimbo, if a person is a level of a Kanoi, he's mechuyev to kill a guy. It's not optional. If you're not a Kanoi, you're not allowed to kill him. But if you are a Kanoi, then you're mechuyev to kill him. The Gemara says, if Pinchas would have come to ask a Shaila, Walter's Gren Treif. They wouldn't. Why? He said, because he's not a Kanoi. Kanoi means you know that you're mechuyev to do this, and your blood is boiling, and then you do it. If you come to ask a Shaila, it's a Shainish Kanoi. That's not good. But if a poor person is a Kanoi, he knows the din, and he's all upset. Then
in other words, basically, he's risking his life.
Okay, then.
Because Zimri could have killed him.
He could have killed him. Right.
People.
Right. So then he says, you're mechuyev.
If he would ask
Shaila
if he could kill him, they would say no.
That's a machlokes satanoim, whether goel adam killing the retzech is a mitzvah or a reshus. We, the accepted opinion, that it's only reshus. It's not a mitzvah. Somebody asked me, Oshana. A guy told me his father was killed in Argentina, and he knows who killed his father, and he wants to know, is he mechuyev? The din of goel adam is not only if the person killed b'shegeg and he leaves the mikvah. The din of goel adam says a chumish, even if he killed the mezid, it's also a din of goel adam. So this fellow wanted to know, is he mechuyev to go to Argentina and kill the other person? So I said, what, it's hefker over there? You can do whatever you want. You got away with it. It's up to you.
Yeah.
He says he can go, he can kill him, and he won't get into any trouble. I said, I wouldn't recommend it. you are mechuyev. I mean, if the guy killed b'shegeg, then it's a machlokes hatana. We pass him, that's not a chayva. That's only b'shus. We wouldn't recommend it. But if the guy killed his father, b'meizid, you want mechuyev. But they must arrest somebody for murder. Yeah, there's no bezin. He says the government in Argentina, no one's taking care of it.
Well, he killed us because he killed because
he wanted to know. Is he mechuyev to kill the one who murdered his father? He says everybody in the neighborhood knows which Nachri killed his father.
Can the
Goal
Adam send a Shliach?
Yeah. I doubt it. I don't think so.
The reading.
Yeah. So again, so the Gemara wants to know, what is Rav Nachman driving at? Rav Nachman says that a min who's oduk and avoid his ore, a galach, very, they are frum. That's enlipted. They used to have such an expression. A galach has to be frum, a yid has to be erlich. Frum means publicly demonstrating your piety. So in Lithuania they had such an influence from the Bali Musar, so they felt that it's not proper to publicly demonstrate piety. Galachim have to do that. That's what they do for a living. Yid muzayn elach shouldn't be frum. It's to say frum is a rishis. Feel rishis veinig mitzvahs. feel vicious, a lot of vicious veinig mitzvahs. Yeah. Arashi Tevis. So the Gemara wants to know, what does he mean? Rav Nachman says the din of min, that Oda Kanabariza only applies if he's Jewish. If you mean that Stam min shech tzebeim etzosabano, so if a goy who's a min, kaluchayim etzosabano. If he means benegir to the din maridim v'loy ma'alin, that you're permitted to do grammar tzicha as a hirasha, the migda milsa. If he's having a negative effect on the whole community, so the Gemara says it should also be a kaluchayim. Hashda di Yisrael maridim. If he's a Jew, and if you kill him, there's mamash and oinash misa, and still grammar tzicha, we allow lo hirosha, the migda milsa. So by yavdi kachavim, even if he killed the mezer, there's no oinash misa. So it should be a kavachayma that there should be maridin v'lai malim. Yavdi kachavim, boy, it's a kavachayma. Amar abu kibar chama, no, what he meant to say was, l'kaba mehem korbin. What does it mean, l'kaba mehem korbin? If a Jew wants to bring a korbin to the base HaMikdash, fine, we'll accept it. If the Jew is a mumal avod zara, we don't accept it, even though he says that this carbon is lashamayim for the God of the Jewish people, he's not allowed to accept it. But if a goy wants to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and he says this is for the God of the Jewish people, not for the avod zara, we would accept it, even if he's a frum a goy, he's over the avod zara all the time. So the Gemara says that's the difference. Al pidin eminim lo'ev de kocham, that din of min. The Tanya Zagmarza Beferish Ebraisa. How does it start? The beginning of Ayikra. Od Mikem Ki Akra Karban Lashem. So Mikem means Mem is some of you yes and some of you no. Mikem Velo Kulchem. Not all the Jews. Some of the Jews can donate Karban, some of them not. Lehotzia Samumer. If he's a Mumer Lavet Ezar, he converted to another religion, we don't accept the Karban. But the word, that's the Mem. The Mem is a Miut. But the word Mikem means from the Eden. So he said, Mikem chilakte v'lo ba'avod kacham. I only distinguish that some Jews can donate karbon and some not. The Jew who worships Avodah, the mumal Avodah Zarah, we don't accept this karbon. This distinction is only among the Jews. V'lo ba'avod kachavim. But if the goy is oduk in Avodah Zarah and he comes and he brings the karbon to the Beis HaMikdash, l'shem Elokei Yisrael, we do accept it. We do accept it based on the drashas of Sugi. So that's what Rav Nachman meant to say. That's what he was driving at. Ein minim ba'ub mesoyim. The din of min. So we usually have a din, a Jew who's a mumal avod zara, is din a ka'akum. Here he's worse than an akum. An akum may donate a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. If he says, libo la'ashamayim, he wants to give a gift to the guy. He wants to give a korban to the God of the Jewish people. But a Jew who's an avod zara is worse than a guy. This is not really the mucker. What is the mucker? Then a mumal avod zara din a ka'akum. The Gemara said we learned earlier in Daf Hey, a mumal avod zara who shechts is shchitas and avela. Just like if a goy shechts shchitas and avela, so if a Jew is mumal avod zara is also shchitas and avela. So the shach in Yeridah has a machlekes achrenim. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that only a din d'rabbanan? And it's really a machlekes in the Rishon. The Chido has a commentary on Yankiv. So on Daf Hey, on the Agadot on Daf Hey, the Chido quotes from Kisviyav from Bali Ateis. That's a machlekes Bali Ateis. Whether that din mumal avod zara din kakum, is that a din deraisa din derabbanan? So many hold it's only a din derabbanan, even though these dinim are deraisa. This can't be the mocker. This is not really the mocker of mumal avod zara din kakum. Here the Jew is a mumal avod zara is worse than a goy. A goy you do accept the carbon, and even a goy who's a Amen. You also do accept the carbon if he says La Shamayim. This is Lelekei Yisrael. But a Jew who's a Mumala with his Zara, who's a Meshumet, he's a Min, you're not allowed to accept the carbon from him at all. So he's worse than a Goy. So this is not really the Mokka that Mumadina Kakum. So that's why there's a Machlekes Rishonim and a Machlekes Achrenim regarding that Din. Whether the Mumala with his Zara, Dina Kakum, is that really a Din Deraisa, a Din Derabbanan? Freg de Gemara, Ver Zokt Mimai. How do you know that that's how you darshan the psukim? That a Jew, some Jews, he may accept the carbon, some Jews not. If he's a min, if he's a mumal avod zara, he can't accept the carbon. And by goyim, he always accept the carbon, because it says, mikem, b'chem chilakti v'lo ba'umas. I only distinguish some of the Jews cannot bring carbonas, but all the goyim can. How do you know to darshan like that, mimai, ve'zok, that that's the drasha, dil ma'achi kama. Maybe dreifa kert the drasha. Some Jews can offer karbonas, some not, and goyim can never offer karbonas. Even a finer from a goy, maybe can never offer karbonas, maybe can only accept karbonas from Jews. Dilma hachi kama, maybe the pasuk should be, you should darshan like this, Mi'soel mitzadiki kabel mirishi loy tegabel. If the Jew wants to donate a karbon, if he's a tzadik, you accept it. If he's a Rasha, Mumad Avodah Zarah, not accepted. Avobav the Kacham Klala Klalo. Maybe you can't accept Karbanos at all. Bachem Mikem Bachem Chilaktiv Lo Bumas by Goyim. There's no difference. No difference. How do you know Lahakil that you can even accept the carbon from a guy who's a Oduk Bavadizar? Maybe you can't accept the carbon. Ma says, nah, Lois Al Gadaitach. That's out of the question. It's an often a pasuk in Chumash. It says you're not permitted to be makir karbanis on the mizbech and the Beis Hamikdash if they're bali mumin. Any mum. If you want to build a bum up, this man had to bum us. So then the Gemara says that a goy wants to build a bama. By goyim, there is no yisav shchut echut. The goy wants to build a bama and bring a carbon la shemaim. So gezuntate, he's allowed to. But he's not allowed to bring, the Gemara says, he's not allowed to bring a mechusar eva. A balmum is okay. Let's say the lips are torn or the ear is torn a little bit. But he's not missing an eva. But if he's mechusar eva, missing a toe, missing an ear, if the carbon is mechusar eva, so then the goy is not allowed to be mechusar. The Gemara has a pasuk in Parshas Noach. It says in Parshas Noach, Mikol achai mikol basor, shnaim bo'al Noach, Mikol achai min shechaim roshi evarim shaloi. The Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah has like that. Noach was told from the kosher animals they should bring seven, they shouldn't be mechusar eva. So why not? But the Fashtanan on his own, the Medrash says, he understood on his own. Why was he told to bring seven from the kosher and only one pair from the Behemah Tmeya? So he understood. It must be that the proper thing is to bring Karbanos. The Rabbanu Shlom wants for Kiyum Hamin, he wants all the types of animals should be preserved. So that's why from the non-kosher animals you can't bring Karbanos. All you need is a Zachar Nekeva to preserve them. From the kosher animals it's going to be more than you need for preservation purposes. So it must be that the extra animals are supposed to be for Hakrabas HaKarbanos. He understood on his own. And then he understood on his own, it has to be Chayin Rosh Eivarim Shalahem, because a Mechusar Eivar, even a Goy is not allowed to be Makar on the Mizbeach. A lot of people don't understand that, a lot of people. Some people make much more money than they really need to live on. So why did the Rebbeinu Shalom give them such a gift of so much money? Some people are way more intelligent than they have to be to make a living. Just to pull through, you don't have to be such a genius. If a person has such sechel, a person has so much money, he should understand on his own. Min HaShemayim gave money, he should give tzedakah, he should support good institutions, he shouldn't waste the money. A person is given more chachman than anybody else, it's understood min HaShemayim, he should use the chachmet for tikkun olam, to improve, to learn Torah, or to develop a cancer cure, or to do something with his chachmet. So Noach et Fashtanen, it says Vayivin, Medrash Darshan, Vayivin Miloshen Havana, Vayivin Noach Mizbeach. It even means that Pashtanen, that he has to bring karbonis. Why then did Rabbanu Shalom tell me to bring so many animals, seven pairs of the kosher animals? It must be that I'm supposed to bring a karbonis. Whenever you have more than you really need to pull through, so the person should have the seichel, vayiv and noyach, to understand.
How come that comes about cancer? There's a small mum on the behemoth, mm-hmm. Came from a guy, and they didn't let him be makar.
Right, so the Gemara says, if the guy makes his own bama, he's allowed to be makriv lashamayim. Not talking about his lashamayim. He's allowed to be makriv balmum, but he's not allowed to be makriv a mechusar eva. Huh? No, but he wanted to send it to the Beis Hamikdash.
But the guy sent it in the eye or something.
Right, beduk and shabayin. So a slight mum, it says in the Chumash, you're not allowed to be makriv a balmum on the mizbech and the Beis Hamikdash. Even from a goy. You can accept karbonis, but you can't accept bali mumin on the mizbeach. If he wants to bring on his own bama mechutz lebeis hamikdash gizuntehei, provided that it's not a mechusar eva. But if he wants to send it to the Beis Hamikdash, so the Chumash says miad benechla sakriva seila. You're not allowed to accept it. So the Gemara says lois al kadaitach. He can't possibly darshan the pasuk in the other direction. Bachem chalakte v'lo beumis that if a nochri wants to donate a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. You don't accept it at all. That's against the Beferish of Pasuk and Chumash. It says Beferish and Chumash, if the guy sends a balmumi, you don't accept. But if he sends a regular carbon, that's not a balmumi, you do accept it. So that's what the Gemara said. Lois al gadaita. That havamina is out of the question. So that's why you have to darshan the Pasuk the reverse. That there's no difference by a nochrim, there's no difference whether he's obed abadizor or not. You can even accept karbonos from a guy who is a mamish a galach. Arayin getonon avodah zarah all the time, provided he sends a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, And he says, this is for the Kei Yisrael. This is for the God of the Jewish people. The Gemara said, the Tanya, we have a Braisa, Ish. It says in the Chumash, if a person wants to donate a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, it's fine. Matad Malayma, Ish, Ish. Why does it say twice? And for the Gemara, the Rabbis of the Chumash, Nodim, and Adorim, and Adavis, Kei Yisrael. That a guy can also donate. That's the Kasha that we're trying to work on. Why do you have to darshan from Ish, Ish, the extra word? It's explicit without, it says, Miyad Benechala Sakriva Seila. It says, if a non-Jew donates to the Beis HaMikdash, you may not accept the balmum. If you would have brought it on an almas beach, it would have been fine, provided it's not a mechusar ever. The Beis HaMikdash you can't accept. So it said, beferish in the pasuk, what do you need a pasuk? Ish, ish, l'rabbis hazanochem. It's more mefurish than that. Why does it say that you can accept shenodrim and dorim and adovis ki Yisrael? They can donate olo and shlomim. They can't bring a korban pesach. Couldn't bring a chatas and an oshim. That's not bo ben eder and adova. The nochem can only donate things that bo ben eder and adova. That if a Jew wants to volunteer, so a goy can volunteer also. But whatever is adova shebechayva, so it's not bo ben eder and adova. Chatas in an oshim and a korban pesach is not bo ben eder and adova. So the goy cannot volunteer that. Machzah shekel also. Machzah shekel is not bo ben eder and adova. So if a goy wants to donate, the Mishnah says he can't accept it. Want to donate money? Fine, you put it in a different pushka, but you don't put it in that. There were 13 pushkas, gigantic pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash. Yud Gimel Shofers. Shofer was a gigantic pushka to put in money. So there was one pushka especially for Taklan Charetin, for Machza Shekel, the new Machza Shekel for this year. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to accept from the Goyim because it's not Bob and Eder and Adov. Now the Gemara comments on the next diuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the goy shechts a beim shchitos and avelo metambe b'masa. So last week we started the Mishnah. So we said there's a fundamental machlokes here between Tosis and the Rambam. Why is shchitos nochri nevela? So it says on the margin on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, on the right hand margin, on the side of this Mishnah, hatam the reason why shchitos nochri nevela mevur b'Tosis liel. The Taisa says that the only one who can shecht is a bar zvicha, one who is prohibited from eating the vela, and who would be mekabel tuma if he would touch a nevela. But a nochri is permitted to eat nevela, and is not mekabel tuma if he touches a dead nevela. Nochrim are not mekabel tuma. When they die, they have tumas meis. But when they're alive, they don't have any tumas at all. So the nochri is not a bar zvicha. The whole issue of shechit is irrelevant for him. So that's why he cannot check. So according to Tosfos, this is a real din d'oraisa. Shechitas nochri is no good. It's like nothing happened. The vela mitambe b'masa. The both dinim are d'oraisa. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam says when a goy shechts, if he shechts properly, it's a kosher shechita, and it's not mitambe b'masa. Mitambe b'masa is only a chumra midirabbanan. He writes Yerayli. Mitambe b'masa is only a chumra midirabbanan because it has something to do with avodah zarah. If you have tikruvis. So that's metame kemeis. We're going to see the Gemara soon. That is metame. So if a goy shechts, not lavodizara, so it's metame b'masa. It's not metame ba'ohel, but it's metame b'masa. The Rambam said that's only by the Rabbanan. The first half the Rambam says is a dim in a Torah, but it's not because, not the same way Tosfos said. They came up with a new drosha from a pasuk. You have to be a bar zvicha to be able to shecht. The goy is not in the parsha of shechita, so he's not kosher to shecht. So it's like nishchato ne'eleho. The Rambam says that's not the reason why. The pasuk says in mishpatim, kor lo chove echalta mizivchoi. You should stay away from the nochem, they're going to shecht l'avodizore, and then they're going to invite you to eat, so you're going to be participating in a religious ritual in avodizore. So the Rambam holds that this is a harchoka deraisa from avodizore, a chashash mishum tekruvis. So shchita sakum nevela, it's also b'achila based. Even though it's a kosher shchita, shchita sakum nevela because of the chashash deraisa. Yeah, even if it's amir al gabav. From the time of b'masa, the Rambam says only by the rabbanon. That's what he says.
Sar bar chayim, is allowed to be a shochet. Sar bar chayim, one is a spit on on
the
animals,
is
allowed to be a shechet.
In a person tortures animals, causes pain to animals. You shouldn't let him be a shechet. It's not right. You shouldn't. The shechet is supposed to be an el chayid. is a balaver, a person who tortures animals is a balaver.
Can Machlokes Tosafos and Rambam have anything to do whether you hold Shechita is a mitzvah or a matir? Does it have anything to do with that? That you can't, wouldn't require Bais Vicha if you hold it's a matir? It has nothing to do with that.
Should have been the reverse then. The Rambam seems to hold Shechita is a mitzvah, so he should have said, since the goyim not in the mitzvah,
right.
So that, but that's what Tosafos says.
Right.
Tosafos probably doesn't believe that it's a mitzvah. Maybe it should depend, but it doesn't seem to be working out over here. So this Gemara Namid Beis is problematic with the Rambam. The Gemara comes on Mishnah Matame b'maso, right in the middle of Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Mishnah says if a Nochri shechts a beheme, it's an Avela and it has Tumas Maga Masa. Frag the Gemara Pshito came in an Avela Matame b'maso. Isn't it obvious? According to the Rambam, why is it obvious? The Rambam says Matame b'maso is only the Rabbanan. So why does the Gemara say Pshito? The Gemara reads.
Very careful not to pick up a chicken.
No, a kohen is not permitted to be metame lemeisim to a human being, but to an avela he is allowed to be metame. Let's say they have in high schools they dissect frogs, whatever. Yeah, mice. So that's the din is only tumas meis adam, tumas sheretz is mutter. That's what Professor Shaul Lieberman from the seminary once met Rav Soloveitchik by a bris. They rarely got together. So on a occasion they met by bris, he was all disturbed. What do you do with the Chuvas HaGaidim that says that a Kohen is not allowed to be metame to a Sheretz? So he said, what do you mean, what do you do? He said, some of the Gaidim were just fundraisers. They were the head of the yeshiva. The yeshiva was called Gaon Yankiv. And the president of the yeshiva was called Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yankiv. The president of the Yeshiva University now is the first one, he'll tell you, he does know how to learn. He's not a learned person. He's the president of the Yeshiva University. He's a fundraiser. Doesn't mean that he knows how to learn. Rav Soloveitchik said some of the famous goyim were big Tamir Chachamim, Rav Hai goyim, Rav Sadi goyim, and some of them were just fundraisers. So he said the goyim didn't know. The one who wrote that tshuva didn't know. He said my grandfather Rav Chaim knew how to learn better than many of the goyim. Says he doesn't become overwhelmed if you show me a tshuva sagayim from someone we never heard of. A goyim we never heard of. Hatagazok the goyim is muzer on Tumah Sheretz. Is Keneged Adin? He wasn't worried about the ksav yad that the Lieberman found. Anyway, so this line in the Gemara, this is beferish like Tosfos. According to the Rambam, it does make sense. Why do you say pshita kim the venom matame b'masa? This is problematic.
This matame b'masa is even though he didn't touch it.
Even though he didn't touch it, if it's wrapped up, or you're wearing gloves and you pick it up, that's masa. If I touch it with my bare hands and it's not covered, that's maga. And masa means even if there's a chatzitzin and there's no maga, but it's still masa. So the Gemara says, "Kim nevelah metamed masa." Isn't it obvious if it's nevelah, it's metamed masa? Amar Rava, no. At the Mishnah, and the Mishnah meant to make a deal. Kochi katani. This is only metamed b'masa, but it's not metamed ba'oihel. And sometimes you have a guy who's going to shech the behemah, it'll even be metamed ba'oihel like a mace. When is that? If the guy actually shechts labadizore. And not only will it be asa b'chid, it will be asa b'anah, because of tekruvis. So tekruvis avadizare is a pasuk in Tehillim. Vayitzamdu lebalpor. Two lines later, the Gemara quotes from Tehillim. Vayitzamdu lebalpor. The Jewish people became very close, very fakishift with balpor avadizare. Vayochlu zivchei mesim, and they ate the tekruvis avadizare. So the tekruvis avadizare is hukash, is compared to zivchei mesim. What does it mean? Just like a mace is metami ba'oihal, so too the tekruvis avadizara is also metami ba'oihal. So Rava interprets, that's what the Mishnah, the line in the Mishnah, shchita sakam nevela metami b'masa, is obvious. Once you said the first line, shchita sakam nevela, obviously it's metami b'masa. It means this is only metami b'masa, but there'll be a different case if the Jew outright, if the person outright shechted l'shem avadizara, then it'll be also b'hanoa, tekruvis, then it'll leave him metami ba'oihal. Why? That's the opinion of the Tana, who's, what's her name? Rabbi Yudah ben Beseir. That's what Rabbi says. Hachi katani, zu, this case, metame b'masa only, v'yesh loch acheres, there'll be another case, she metame afila b'oiho, v'ezu zu tekuvis avidizor, and whose opinion is it? Rabbi Yudah ben Beseir. So he's saying that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yudah ben Beseir.
And when he said something, why would he say this? He says,
It sounds like something just he pulled out of thin air kind of thing. It doesn't say it's the mission. Doesn't seem to be a deity in the mission. Then he said like there's something else. So how do you know what the Acharis is?
Like the first line, Shchita Sakam Nevela. So Gemara said, Nevela? Isn't it also Bahano? Gemara said, the Rabbi Lezer would say like that. Stamach Sheves Ovik Chamla. But it's not, we don't hold like that. So the Mishnah continues, Metambe B'masa. Once it's saying Nevela, it's obvious Metambe B'masa. So it means Shchitas Akum, not clearly L'Shem Avodah Zarah is only a Nevela, and it's only Metambe B'masa. That's obvious that it's Metambe B'masa. It's only Metambe B'masa. But if it would have been L'Shem Avodah Zarah, both the first sentence and the second sentence would have not been so. If he would have clearly Shechted it, L'Shem Avodah Zarah would have been Asa B'hanoah, not just Nevela, and would have been Metambe B'oyho. Because that was the deal, that's how they started before. Shchita Saka means Tamakum, not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Would have been L'Shem Avodah Zarah, would have been Asa, it would have been Asa Bano, and then it would have been Metamei Ba'oyo. Yeah, but that's questionable. We should follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. We probably don't Paskan like him. So that's what the Gemara says. He could the Amri, another version has it on my Ravi. Achi Katani. Zu Metamei B'masa. The second half of the Mishnah, Metamei B'masa, we don't understand the Pshita. Why did the Mishnah add the last two words? Once it said Shchita Sakon Nevela, it's obvious that it's Metamei B'masa. So the Ikadami has the interpretation is like this. Hochi Ktani, Zu Metamei B'masa, V'yesh Loch Acheres Ikazu Shemetamei B'masa. You read the Mishnah like this. Shchita Sovikachovim is only a Nevela, it's not also Bahanoah. Unless he outright intends openly is mechaben l'shem avodah zarah, or metame b'masa under all circumstances. Even if he outright is mechaben l'shem tekruvis, it'll only be metame b'masa. The last two words mean to say that under all circumstances, when the goy shechts, even if he outright shechts explicitly l'shem avodah zarah, it will be asa banor, but it'll only be metame b'masa. And it's the like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. That would make more sense. You shouldn't have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. We probably don't paskan like him. He's a shita yichido. So these are the two versions. First version was that the mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. The second version has it that Rabbi gizok fakert. Achi katani the deal because they reversed. Zul metame b'masa v'yesh lacheres ikazu shemetame b'masa only. Then in metame v'ezu what's that case? Zul tikruvus avodizara. But the look of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros holds that tikruvus avodizara is even metame b'masa. How does he get it? So he gets it from that pasuk in Tehillim that it says by Itzom Dol Baal Peor, when the Jews were traveling in the Midbar, they worshipped the Baal Peor. By Yochol Zivchei Meisim, so Ma Meis Metamei Boil after Kruvis Avodah Zarah is also Metamei Boil. So the Pashtus, the Gemara is implying we don't paskin like him. He's a Shita Yichido, we don't paskin like him. So Tosfos has a problem, but we all know that the Kruvis Avodah Zarah is also Bano. That was the premise of the whole discussion. If the guy outright shechts Avodah Zarah, everyone agrees. Who says that the Kruvis? What's the mocker? That the Kruvis is also Banoah. You have psukim in the Chumash that Avodah Zarah is also Banoah. That Noye Avodah Zarah is also Banoah. Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. The Getchke itself is Avodah Zarah. If you put a necklace on, you put earrings on, whatever, a dress, a suit on the Avodah Zarah, on the Getchke, that's called Noye Avodah Zarah. If you have a frying pan that they burn incense on, or you have a knife that the Shech Karbonis with, or you have a menorah, you have candles that they use for Avodah Zarah, so that's Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. But if you have the Tekrubis, there's no Pasuk in Chumash that says that that's also Banor. What's the marker that Tekrubis also Banor? Marker is this Pasuk. Vayochlu Zivchei Mesim. They shechted, the Jews violated Avodah Zarah, Itzom Dol Baal Peor, and they ate Tekrubis Avodah Zarah, which is Hukash Lemes. So just like a mace is also Banor, so the Tekrubis is also Banor. But who's the one who said that Hekish? That's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros. He's a Shita Yechido. According to him, it's Metami Ba'ohel. And the Gemara sounds like we're rejecting that. So why did the Gemara accept Vayoch L'Zivchei Mesim, the Hekish between Tekrubis Avodah Zarah and mace is accepted vis-a-vis that it's also Banor. But it's not accepted with respect to Tumah. How do you split? Is the chayin hekesh lemachza? The long taisus is bothered with that kash. Why do we paskin la'alocha that the kruvus of the zor is also banor? The mocker is the same pasuk in Tehillim that the kruvus is hukesh lemeis. Vayochel zivchei meisim. If it's hukesh lemeis, should be metami boil. So that we don't paskin like. So why do we paskin like this? The taisus gives us shvera teretz. Rabbi Kevegan Baba Kama complains against this Tais, is not happy. Tais gives a difficult teretz that we only accept the hekesh between tekruvus avodazara and meis with respect to anah, because the pasuk says by yochel zivchei meis, and they were eating. So the pasuk says that this iser achila is even also by anah. The hekesh only goes on achila. So this is, there are macholas asuras that are muta by anah, then there are macholas asuras that are asa by anah. So this one by yochel zivchei meis, and this macholas asuras is even also by anah, not just by achila. But to say the hekesh goes also on tuma man chashmei, that we don't accept, because the pasuk doesn't say a word about tuma. The pasuk does say about achila. So that's problematic. There are two different types of isuri hano. There are isuri achila that are mutabano. Let's say nevela, it says you can sell it to the goy. You can feed it to your dog. Nevela treif is mutabano. You can feed it to the dog. Then you have isuri achila that are rasabano. Chametz bepesach and orla and kloy akerma isuri achila that are rasabano. Then you have isuri hano that have nothing to do with isuri achila. Let's say a nochri worships his watch. You can't say the watch is asa b'achila. It's not food. It starts off as being asa b'ano. Hegdish. Someone donates a table to Hegdish. So the Hegdish has an isa me'il. It's asa b'ano. It starts off as an isa b'ano. It doesn't start off as an isa b'achila. There's a more serious isa b'achila and a less serious isa b'achila. Sometimes the isa b'achila even has basa b'cholav. And klei akerim have not only isa b'achila, it's even asa b'ano. And the Vela and Chazar only have an isa b'achila muta b'ano. But when you talk about Hegdish or Abad Izor, it starts off as an Isra Hano. It doesn't start off as an Isra Achila. So what did Taisu say over here? Because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Vayochlu Zivchei Meisim, so the Hekesh between the Tikruvis and the Meis is only vis-a-vis Achila, and Achila with Hano, but not vis-a-vis Tumah. What has it got to do with Achila? Let's say they'll bring, the Gemara has an example. This Abad Izor is worshipped by taking sticks and breaking them. If you just donate, I have a salami and I put it on the mizbeach for the Avodah Zarah, that the krubis is mutabano. It's only asamano if you have what the Gemara calls zrika hamishtaberis. If I take a salami and I slice it, so I cut it in half. I take an animal and I cut the head, so that's called, it's like zrika sadam. If you zarek dam la Avodah Zarah, so you're pouring, so the liquid was all together, and then when you pour it, it turns into droplets. I'm separating one part from the other. So the only time tekruvis becomes asa b'ano is if I do azrika mishtaberes. So the Gemara says, if shiber makel b'faneho, this Avodah Zarah is worship with twigs. So if you take a twig and you throw it in front of the Avodah Zarah, zarek makel b'faneho, it doesn't become tekruvis asa b'ano, because you didn't do a mishtaber, you didn't do a shvira. But if shiber makel b'faneho, that's avidasa b'kach, I break a makel in front of it, so that's, then it becomes tekruvis Avodah Zarah. So the makel is not asa b'achila, it's not food, it's not edible. It starts off, tekruvis starts off as being asa b'ano. Doesn't have to start off as being asa b'achila. So that's Rabbi Kevegir asks, what did Taisvis say over here? That because it says vayochel zivchei meisim, so we paskan la'aloche, that the hekesh between the tekruvis and the meis is only vis-a-vis achila, in the higher level achila with isra hanoa also. It's not an isra achila. It starts off as an isra hanoa. So why shouldn't it go on tuma also? That's a shvera tais. It's a good tikasha. Tais has a good tikasha. Why do we accept the hekesh between tikruvis and meis only with respect to isra hanoa? That's the whole marker, that tikruvis avidizav is asmano, this pasuk can tell him.
I thought we don't darshan from Tehillim.
Right, you can't learn out a din deraisa from Psukim and Tilim. So that's the question, is the din that the Kruvus Avodah Zarah, is that a din deraisa, or is that only a din derabbanan? So that's how Tosfos starts off there in Baba Kama, Perek Meruba. Tosfos says, from the Gemara would appear pretty clearly that it's a din deraisa. So they assume that this hekesh is a real din deraisa, that it's already a problem. How can you learn out anything from the Vim Aksuvim to establish a din deraisa? It doesn't say a chumash. Until David HaMelech wrote the Tilim, how did you know that din? David HaMelech wrote and made up a new din. What's the mocker? A din deraisa has to have a mocker and chumash. That's a problem. So maybe we should say the whole din tekruvis habadizos asman elzon abidirabbanon. So they have a problem from the Gemara is mashma, not explicit. From the Gemara Baba Kama is mashma, that it's a real din deraisa.
Why can't we say, like we say, by Yecheskel?
Once in a while we say like that. The Gemara seems to have had a tradition. Here the Gemara never says they had a tradition. So that's what that's the problem over here. That's Rabbi Kevega, Chep is the Tosfos, and the Gilyan Ashas and Perek Merube. Baba Kama, Rabbi Kevega is bothered with these kash. Okay, this is a problem. But at least we know what the problem is. Okay. Is there anything
subject
to Achila subject to Shmira by automatically? Is there anything?
If I'm
going to
eat it, I can break it.
So
just because this is subject
break.
To Achila, by definition,
it
has to be able to be broken.
No, if he didn't break it in front of the Avodah Zarah,
then it's not yet to grow.
It could
theoretically
could be broken.
Huh? They were eating it in front of the Avodah Zarah. The carbon was to Avodah Zarah, they were eating it. The fact that they were eating it means they were breaking it.
No, when they probably shechted it, Lavad Azar. They shechted it, that was the Mishtaberis. Yeah. Yeah, but no, just quoting that Gemara, you can have an Issa Tikruvus on a piece of wood.
Right.
Piece of wood is not Roy Lachila. Right. So that's a proof I'm trying to demonstrate that Hegdish and Lavad Azar start off as an Issa Hanoa. Doesn't start off as an Issa Achila. And it's a bigger Isra Achila, it's a, even Asam Anoa. No, it starts off as an Isra Anoa. There's a difference whether it's Macholos Asuras that are Asam Anoa or it's Isuri Anoa. So, but Isar and Hekdesh start off as an Isra Anoa. So, what does Taisa say? We only darshan the Hekish with respect to Achila and Anoa because the Pasuk says Vayochlu. But it has nothing to do with Achila. Achila is just a form of Anoa. It's not also, the Krub is not also because it's Achila. In a fancier form, it's even Osmano. Starts off as an Issa Hanom. That's a problem. Okay. It's a problem. Taisis Kasha, Aguti Kasha. The next Mishnah is a famous din. Mishnah says, Hashechet Balaila, Chen Suma Shoshocha, Chitosa Ksheira. Shechet Balaila, you don't see what you're doing. So you gotta look at it in the morning to make sure that that you did a good Chita, or the Gemara is going to explain. It's only good b'di'evit. L'chatchila, you shouldn't shech b'layla, and the suma shouldn't shech tila. In fact, the Gemara Urimini, we have a contradiction. There's a brayza that says la'olam shechtem b'im b'yom b'im b'layla b'im b'rosh agag b'im b'rosh asfina. So it prepares you. La'ad shech l'chatchila b'yom b'layla. Isn't there a contradiction? And for the Gemara, there's no contradiction. If you had a slaughterhouse with the lights around. It's a lot of hands where the lights are on, so Yom HaLayla the same thing. So you can shecht b'layla l'chatchila. But if you have a slaughterhouse where there are no lights on, so l'chatchila you're not about to shecht, you may make an advela. But yeah, but if you shecht it b'layla, you can't see, then if you check later on, and it looks like everything is good, so it's kosher b'di'evit, but l'chatchila not. That's what Rapapa says. Am Rapapa, b'shavuka kinegdoi. If you have the lights on, avuka means a big torch. If you have a big torch, it's muta l'chatchila to shecht b'layla. In the slaughterhouses, they do shechita b'layla. They turn out all the lights as muta l'chatchila. But if you don't have an avuk, you just have a little candle, and it's very dark, so then b'di'evit it'll be good, but l'chatchila you shouldn't do that. So on Yeridaya, Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page points out, what's haistan avuka? So usually we say for havdalah purposes, when you say the bracha bar mi'ari ho'esh, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to use an avuka. More correct is to use an avuka. What's an avuka? So we usually have a geflocht and a candle. Yeah,
three.
You have a few together. And it makes one big flame. Yeah. That's an avuka. So Rabbi Kivega says, what if you have two separate candles? Right. So if you have one candle over there, one candle over there, that's not called an avuka. What if you have two candles that are near each other, but they're not, they don't blend in together to make one? So Rabbi Kivega quotes a Maharil that that's good for a havdalah l'chatchila. Does haist an avuka. You don't have to have that they should blend in together to be called an avuka. That's good. So if the Rabbi Kivega says, if it's good for Abdullah, then it's good for Shechita also. If you have two candles near each other. So that's what, when you have Yontem Shecholi is B'matzoi Shabbos, so when you say, you have to say Kiddush and Abdullah. We didn't have it. We have Shabbos and Matzoi Yontem this time. But if you have Yontem and Matzoi Shabbos, so you say Abdullah also. When you have Shabbos and Matzoi Yontem, you don't say Abdullah because you're going up a level. You're not going down. You're going from Yontem to Shabbos. Is higher, but when you go down from Shabbos to Yontav, so you say Kiddush because of Yontav, and you say Havdalah because Shabbos is over, so then you don't light the Havdalah candle because you won't be able to blow it out. So what are you going to do? So usually you have the balabasta benches left, so you have candles on the table. So many people have the practice, they pick up two candles, they blend them in together to make one flame. So the Achranim say it's not necessary, it's good the way it is. And then some Achranim say, and it's not proper. You shouldn't do it. Why? So they have different versions. So I seem to remember that Rav Soloveitchik once said, it's Havara Shalot Tzorach. It's, since it's good the way it is, the two candles are near each other, it's Havara Shalala Sarach. What Havara is he doing? He takes the two candles, blends them in together. What is the bigger Havara? So a lot of Achranim say it's not Havara Shalala Sarach. They say it's Kibui Shalala Sarach. Because when you're going to lean the candles together, some of the wax is going to drip down. So that, the Gemara says in Beitza, that's a problem of Kibui. Because if you would have had the wax all together, you wouldn't have dripped it down. It would have burnt longer. So because you dripped down part of the wax, so it's going to burn less. So that's a problem of Kibui Shalala Tzarech.
Maybe it's Kibui if you have one flame from two.
When you separate it?
No, when you put it together. So two flames, you're making one flame.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Whatever. Somehow in Lithuania they had this chum. Not to put the... I think Galicia... By what? You have to use sunlight because the colors will look different.
Only because of the colors
will look different. Sometimes the psak depends that does it have a marad mumis or not, noitel ad mumis. So if you're using a flame, it's not going to look the same. If some rabbanim will use a fluorescent bulb that says daylight on the bulb, right. Says daylight, it's also not exactly the same as daylight. It's not the same as an incandescent bulb. It's more similar to daylight than an incandescent bulb, but it's still not exactly the same as daylight. But you're supposed to look at the Marid Dam. If you have no brera, so you make it to look at a Marid Dam or an air also. But L'chatchila shouldn't, because the color is going to look a little different. So this is the Gemara, that L'chatchila shouldn't shech pala unless you have avuka. Rabbi Kivege quotes the Maril that if you have two candles that are near each other, that's also called an avuka. Yeah. And today, Sedra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, Be'artzecha, you should go to Eretz Yisrael. He's telling all of us, we all belong in Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people have a mitzvah, we should all live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Ve'escha legoy gadol, when we will go to Eretz Yisrael, only when he's going to stay in Chutz La'aretz, he's not going to have.
Not have to have a good Am Gadol.
We'll become a big nation in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Avraham Avinu, as long as he lived in the Chutz La'aretz, he didn't have any children. And the Gemara says that one who lives with his wife for 10 years and doesn't have children, apparently there's a problem. So you should try to marry someone else, maybe with another wife it'll work. So Avraham Avinu, after living with his wife 10 years, he didn't divorce her. Why? Because he thought maybe Avin Chutz La'aretz begun. But Hashem told him to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't go right away. He waited many years till he went to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that even not only Avraham Avinu had the tzibah directly from the Rabbanu Shalom, even Bizman Hazeh, if a couple doesn't have children, so they usually assume if you go to Eretz Yisrael to visit or to live there, maybe they'll be blessed with children when they come to Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rabbanu Shalom gave the bracha to Avraham Avinu, you should go to Eretz Yisrael, and there, the Eschol Legoy Gadol, the Yei Bracha, then he's going to have all the children. So what does it mean, the Eschol Legoy Gadol? I'll make you into a great nation. So the word goy, the Radak, has a dictionary of biblical Hebrew, michlo. In his dictionary, he writes that the word goy comes from the word giviyah. Giviyah means a body. Gevi losati lemakim, a pasuk. I gave over my body to the goyim who are beating me up. Al kiddush Hashem, they're beating me up. So giviyah is a body. The eschol goy gadol means a nation that you consider as if all the people are one entity. So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Nozir and Perek HaKusim, this concept that many people together constitute a goy, one umma, one sibur, this is only by Klal Yisrael. The goyim are not goyim. The goyim, there's no goy. When we say Abrach Shalom Asani goy, that's slang. We refer to an Anjou as a goy. Strictly speaking, we're the only goy. Mikam Chesol Ge'echad Baretz, we're the only goy when we're in Eretz Yisrael. Ge'echad goy echad Baretz, Baretz means in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rosh Hashanah told Avraham Avinu. You should go to Eretz Yisrael, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and there in Eretz Yisrael we will become a goy, we will be Mitzuraf Yachad.
Rubu.
We will have the bracha to have children, right? And we will also have the status of a goy. So even those who live in Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael is Mitzaref all of us, Al Pidin. It sounds like a very secular statement. Eretz Yisrael is the national homeland of the Jewish people. But it's not a secular statement. It's a halacha like that. There are dinim, there are certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, because the chovas hatzibur and the ikat sirif hatzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam has a few halachas like that, that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Egla rufa. Egla rufa is only noig in Eretz Yisrael. Kimatzachol ba'adama. Why? because the tzira for Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, the ikat tzira is only in Eretz Yisrael. We assume today that even those who live in Chutz La'aretz are also part of Klal Yisrael, because we relate to Eretz Yisrael, we consider Eretz Yisrael our national homeland. But the ikat tzira really is those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam writes like that, that Kiddush HaChodesh, Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei, Kuf Nun Gimel. Usually the Sefer HaMitzvos, he gives you a brief paragraph, and every mitzvah, Kuf Nun Gimel, is much longer than the others, and the Ramban has a long essay over there. So the Rambam writes over there, Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done in Eretz Yisrael, and explains why, because Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done by Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam writes, they have the translation from the Arabic, and he writes, if one can visualize, one can imagine Chas V'Shalom, that's what it says in the translation, I guess it says in the original, if one can visualize Chas V'Shalom, that there wouldn't be any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, there'll be millions of Jews living all over the world, there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then God violated his promise to the Jewish people. Because God didn't only promise that there will be survivors, he promised that Klal Yisrael will survive. And the Ikar Klal Yisrael are the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes that the Kiddush HaChodesh is accomplished today. The Rambam writes, the Rambam lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, after the Sanhedrin disappears. Rambam says the Kiddush HaChodesh is accomplished by the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. What Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Rambam? A couple of farmers. So the Rambam says you got to have at least 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer writes, the 10 farmers in Eretz Yisrael, that's what he writes. There were no big Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Rambam. The 10 farmers, that's Klal Yisrael. All the millions of Jews who live all over the world, they're like Yechidim, second-rate citizens. We relate to Eretz Yisrael, so we're also part of this Goy Godel. But the Ikat Tziruf of Klal Yisrael are the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So when a person visits Eretz Yisrael, if he's there for Rosh Chodesh, or for Rosh Chodesh Benchen, then he's participating in this Kviyas of Rosh Chodesh. I always feel very happy when I go to Eretz Yisrael a few times a year. So if I'm there on Shabbos, Mavrachim, Rosh Chodesh, I'm there, I'm Rosh Chodesh, I feel very good. The Rambam says those who are in Eretz Yisrael are part of the people who are making it Rosh Chodesh. We live in Chutz La'aretz, we sit back. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are making it Rosh Chodesh. But those who are there in Eretz Yisrael who are declaring when Rosh Chodesh should be, and they're observing Rosh Chodesh, they're the ones who are making it into Rosh Chodesh. That's the Eschol, the Goy Gadol, the promise was in Eretz Yisrael. And it's only by Klal Yisrael. The Umma Salem in the Mara says they're all like Yechidim. There's no Tziruf of an Umma. I don't know.